into Friday.
Thanks, Simon. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 1st of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 300 miles southwest of Iceland 982, expected 200 miles north of Iceland 980 by midnight tonight. New highs expected just west of Trafalgar 1025 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southerly 5 or 6. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, then rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th. South 5 to 7, occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, West Fisher. South 4 to 6. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. East Fisher, German Bight. Southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Humber, Thames. South or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Humber, fair, good. Dover, White. Variable, becoming south 3 or less, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming south 2 to 4, fair, good. North Biscay. Easterly, veering southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. South Biscay, easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. North Fitzroy, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in far west. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. South or southwest 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 later. Rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest 4 to 6. Increasing 7 for a time. Rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8. Decreasing 4 or 5. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then decreasing 4 later in Faroes. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south southwest 5, rain, 1,900 metres, 1,013 falling slowly. Stornoway, south 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,011 falling. Lerwick, south southeast 6, 4 miles, 1,018 falling. Lucas, east southeast 2, rain, 5 miles, 1,019 falling. Bridlington, south by west, 2, 1,024 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 2, more than 27 miles, 1,026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 1, 11 miles, 1,026. Jersey, southeast by east, 3, 6 miles, 1,026 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, 3, 11 miles, 1,026. Scilly Automatic, south, southwest, 3, 4 miles, 1,025 falling slowly. Valentia, south, 4, slight showers, 5 miles, 1,020 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 1,021 falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west, 5, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1,015 falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 1st of October. The general situation. Southeastern areas of the United Kingdom will be covered by a slow-moving area of high pressure with light winds here at first. A strong southerly airflow affecting northwestern waters will extend further south and east by Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly, veering southerly 4 to 6, but 7 for a time near Cape Wrath and at first in Far East. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, veering southwest 4 or 5. Occasional rain in north. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, veering southwest later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming southwesterly later 3 or less. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less in east, otherwise south or southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less in Bristol Channel, otherwise south or southwest 4 or 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, but 3 for a time in Liverpool Bay. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4, increasing 5 or 6. Occasional rain and drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain and drizzle. Moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain and drizzle with fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Emma Slade-Lopen, Annie Pemadeki, a female Buddhist monk and teacher.
Good morning. In Buddhism, we think a lot about our motivation. What is the motivation for our life and for our spiritual practice? We study this question of motivation in great depth and are encouraged to develop a vast motivation. This means one which is not just for one's own benefit, but for the benefit and eventual enlightenment of all beings. So, at the very start of my daily prayers, I always remind myself of this vast motivation. I may even add a visualization to the words, imagining as best I can all beings to be with me, some on my right side, some on my left side, others around me reaching out into an infinite space. All living beings, some I have known well in this life, others are friends, acquaintances, others animals, birds, and of course limitless beings I have not met in this particular life. So from the outside, it may look like I am practicing alone, but mentally I am not. Buddhists wish all beings happiness and the causes of happiness, wish all beings to be free of suffering and the causes of suffering, wish all beings to be in a state of joy and rest in a state of mental calm and equanimity. These are called the four vast contemplations or wishes. From these wishes, the idea is then to be more skillful in aligning them to what we do with our lives, moment by moment. If we make some kind of mistake, which we're bound to do, we regret it and then reconfirm that our wishes remain these vast contemplations and we continue onwards. May all beings be at peace and may this begin with us.
That was Prayer for the Day with Emma Slade Lopen, Annie Pemadeki. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. 20 tonnes of illegal meat and animal products have been seized this September alone at Dover.
We've got to the point now where nothing really surprises the team. So every part of an animal we are seeing across the full spectrum, whether it's pig, beef, chicken, eggs, cheese, etc.
The head of Port Health at Dover says illegal meat imports are escalating. We'll hear more from her later in the programme. First today, it was a stark image, a pile of discarded wellies outside the Senedd in Wales, when farmers protested at the proposed sustainable farming scheme, which they said would cut livestock numbers and jobs. The SFS has since been reshaped, and a new economic assessment has just been published, showing its potential impact has been reduced. But NFU Cymru said the latest analysis still may